Okay, so very good. So last time we studied about Antichrist, part 3, where we studied that Jesus refers us to read the book of Daniel and understand more about Antichrist. So last time we studied about that one in Daniel 7 chapter, where it is given. You see, the 7 chapter 25th verse, where it says, the 10 horns are the 10 kings, and before which 3 horns fell, and a small horn began to grow, which had eyes of a man and a mouth speaking great words. So we also saw the meaning of it. It's given that these are the false claims which are done by the papacy, where this verse clearly says in Daniel 7, 24 and 25, that they began to change the times and laws in God's words. So how did they change? If we see, they changed, they brought idol worship, they changed the Ten Commandments, they put into Christmas and Good Friday, the Lord's Memorial Supper, which was supposed to be conducted once a year. They began to do it every now and then, and about the Easter and the Easter eggs, and All Souls Day and All Saints Day, while the Bible says that only the consecrated are the saints, and all Christians who believe in Christ are all saints. So only particular people were, you see, beatified as saints, and souls die. That's what the Bible say. But they go and worship the dead souls. So and doing some Mary's feast and other rituals, offering prayers and confessions, and doing rosary and chanting the same prayer. So all these things are totally against from the Bible. This is what the Daniel 7:25 says, that they try to change the laws and times of God's words. So one who protested against these one were severely persecuted, and it says that they shall wear out the saints of the Most High. We also saw what type of torture they gave. Physical tortures were literally given. And those paintings were done and put on every road corner so that people might fear that these types of torment and torture will be given. And they used to also claim that this is the further going to continue in the hell, and this is a sample of hell. And God had given them the commandment to, you see, persecute these types and to make them obey God's words. So anyway, we have studied all these things. But the one more special thing about Daniel 7:25 is that it says a particular time into which period this Antichrist, you see, shall rule. So let us read that one, brother. Daniel 7:25, brother. Please read, brother. Daniel 7:25.
Okay, Daniel 7, verse 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saint of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until the time and times and the dividing of time.
He says they shall be given into him, into his hands, until time, times, and the half a times. Now, what is this time, times, and half a times? If you see in the book of Bible, especially in the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation, now time always means a year, and times means, you see, plural, that means 2 years, and dividing of a time means half year. If you have any other translation, you can refer that one. Brother, can you read it in Nepali? How does it come? Let us see.
Okay, brother. Okay, just a moment, brother. I will read in Nepali. Okay, I got it. उसले सर्वोच्चको विरुद्धमा बोल्नेछ र उहाँका पवित्र जनहरूलाई अत्याचार गर्नेछ र ठहराइएका समय र व्यवस्थाहरू फेर्न प्रयत्न गर्नेछ। पवित्र जनहरू 3.5 वर्षसम्म उसको हातमा सुम्पिने छन्।
3.5 वर्ष करेक्ट है.
है।
सो व्हाट इज दिस 3.5? यू सी दिस 3.5 इज नॉट ए लिटिल 3.5 इयर्स. व्हाई? बिकॉज वी नो दैट द सेम 3.5 इयर्स इज अगेन मेंशन इन द बुक ऑफ रेवलेशन. यू सी द सेम थिंग अबाउट एंटीक्राइस्ट इज आल्सो मेंशन इन द बुक ऑफ रेवलेशन. ओके, एंड दिस इज ऑल सिंबॉलिक इयर्स. दिस इज नॉट लिटरल 3.5 years. Many Christians, they don't even understand how the Bible is written and claim that this 3.5 years is literal 3.5 years. No. You see? Now let us see. The same period is mentioned in the book of Revelation in days, in years, and in months. Read, Buddha. Revelation 12:6 first.
Okay, brother. Revelation 12:6, right? And the woman fell into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of God, and they should feed her 3,260 days.
How many days?
3,200.
3,000.
3,200.
No,
And
no, 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 no. Read correctly.
Three scores days.
No, no. Read from first, brother. Read completely.
And the woman fell into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of God, and they should feed her deer 203 score days.
The space is there between there and a, correct? So if you continue to read, it will become 3,000. How many is there? 1,260 days. Correct, brother?
Yes, brother.
Very good. Now, see, the same period is again mentioned in verse 14 in yearly calculation. Read verse 14.
Okay. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent.
Same time, times half a time, 3.5 years. Now read Revelation 13:5. Same
13,
period
5,
is
right?
given in number of months.
And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months.
Very good, Buddha. So 42 months. Now let us see if all things are the same or not. You see, 1,260 days and 42 months. If you divide 1,260 days by 42 months, you will get 30 days per a month. Okay? Now you tell me, in a year, how many months are there?
In a year, 12 months.
Very good. So 30 days into 12 months, how much it will come? 30 days into 12 months.
365.
Very good. 360. 365.
Sometimes
30
360.
days.
Actually, it's 360. Yeah.
Correct. Actually, it is 360 only. It will come only 360. You can't put 5 extra. That is Gregorian calendar. What calendar what we are using today, that is called as Gregorian calendar or some other names are also there. Okay. But as per the Bible, the biblical calendar is got 360 days in a year. How much?
360 days.
Now, you take this 360 days and you multiply into 3.5 years. How much it will get?
260 days. 3.5 year, if we multiply, then the days will be 1260.
1,260 days. Correct?
Yeah.
So that means what? 1,260 days is also 42 months. It is also how many years? 3.5 years.
3.5 years.
So everything is the same. Now, let us see. This is not a literal number of days. That means this has got a symbolic meaning. Why? Because you remember we have studied one subject many, many days before the Gentile times and the Christ first advent, we have seen the subject. I'll send you the YouTube link and the notes. Just go through that one, brother. That one, you're seeing, for a prophet, one day means 1 year. So this is a symbolic day. This is a prophecy. Therefore, in the Bible, actually 1 day is equal to 1 year for a prophet. You see, for Jesus, 1 day means how many years?
1,000 years.
Very good. Similarly, for a prophet, it is 1 year. Read Ezekiel 4:6, brother. Read brother, Ezekiel 4:6.
And when thou hast accomplished them, lie again on thy right side, and thou shalt bear the iniquity of the house of Judah 40 days. I have appointed thee each day for a year.
Very good. Mosamudra, do you get it?
Yeah. Yes,
Did you
brother.
observe it?
Yeah, 40 days. The
I have
house of Judah.
appointed. Read,
To
read,
each
read.
day for a year.
Very good. See, I appointed the each day for a year. Very good. So, if you see, for a prophet, 1 day means what? 1 year. So, 1,260 days means how many years?
1 day means 1 year. 12,000 year. 1 day means 1 year. Then 12,000. 1,260 years.
Very good. You should be very clear. Don't even miss 1 year. Everything will go miss out. I'll tell you why. Okay. So 1,260 days means 1,260 years. Okay, brother?
Yeah.
Now let us see this 1,260 years. From where did it start and where did it end? See, we should see the period of Antichrist. Correct, no? Now, how do we see the period of Antichrist? We came to know that it is period of 1,260 years. Okay. From when did it start and from when it will end? We should see the beginning of it, no? So that we can come to know the end of it. Correct, no?
Yes.
See, for this one, Bible is the clue. For every question, where do we need to seek the answer? From the Bible itself. So, the Bible is a dictionary. Now, Bible itself gives us a clue. Where is it given? Read Daniel 7. Daniel 7 chapter, he clearly gives when the Antichrist will grow, will come to power. Daniel 7 chapter, brother. Verse 24, brother.
And the 10 horns out of his kingdoms are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall substitute 3 kings.
You see, you have seen this picture, brother. We have studied this one in Daniel's second chapter, seventh chapter. See, a beast was there. Upon his head, 10 horns were there. 3 horns fell. And because of the 3 horns falling, this small horn began to grow its wings. And in this horn itself, there was a eyes of a man and a mouth speaking pompous words. So this little horn having the eyes and mouth is Antichrist. So when did it grow? When the 3 horns fell. So which are the 3 horns that fell? If you see in the history, we will come to know that it is Eruli, Eastern Exarchate, and Ostrogoths. These are the 3 horns which were completely uprooted by the, you see, Pope. Because of which the Pope came to supreme power. He assumed both the civil as well as the religious power at this year itself. And when is that year? If you see, that is 539 AD. Okay, 539 AD, the Pope got complete civil as well as religious power. And you know the specialty? That is the first time that the Lord's Supper, the Mass, was instituted, that to be conducted every day. Till then, the Mass was not there at all. There was no word as Mass also. It was called as the Lord's Supper. They should do only once a year. But since that year, what happened, you know, the Mass was conducted. So if you calculate 1,260 years from 539, where do we come? Calculate and see, brother. Had 539 and 1,260, brother. Where will we come, brother?
1799.
Very good, brother. We come to 1799. So that is the period of Antichrist. That means from 539 AD to 1799 AD, the great papacy system ruled. Okay, do we have a proof of it? Yes. You know what happened in 1799? You see, this is Napoleon Bonaparte. Okay, this is a typing error. Napoleon Bonaparte was arrested. You see, Napoleon Bonaparte arrested Pope Pius VI on August 29, 1799. Until such time, Pope claimed that he had supreme power. He had so much of power that in right hand he had all the blessings of heaven. And in left hand, he had all the curses of hell. If he just lift his left hand and curse anybody, they will all be immediately, you see, they will all be completely, what do you say, dissolved or vanished, or you see, completely they will be destroyed on front of everybody only. That's what the Pope is to claim. You know, when Napoleon Bonaparte came, he told Pope to pay the taxes. And the Pope did not agree to pay the taxes, sir. Then even after so many summons or so many information, the Pope did not agree to pay the tax. And ultimately, Napoleon Bonaparte got fed up and he went to France and arrested the Pope in front of everybody. He took his both hands and handcuffed it. And you see, it was made to be handcuffed behind him. And he made him to be, you see, roam in entire France. Entire France, he was taken and he was paraded. And then only people came to know that all the claims of Pope were false. So since then, Pope lost his supreme power and the authority and the control over the people. Since then, you know, in 1799, what happened? That was the last year of the king's rule on this world. The last king to die was Tipu Sultan. Since then, there's no king at all. And 1799 only, the Bible societies were formed and the Bible began to be published in all over the world. Okay. Now, see, we got the period of Antichrist. Okay. Now, let us go more and in detail about the Antichrist, about his beast and about his number. Okay. Where is it given? It is given to us in Revelation 13 chapter. Now, let us read Revelation 13 chapter, brother. Okay. Revelation 13, 1, brother, please.
And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horn the crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy.
Now try to understand this verse. It says, out of the sea a beast rise. It had having seven headed seems and ten horns seems, and upon his horns ten crowns. Now read verse 2.
And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority.
Very good. It says, the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. You see, it was like what? To like a leopard. To see, it was just like a leopard. His body was like a leopard. But how was his feet, it seems, brother? His feet was like a bear. And how was the mouth? It was like a, like what?
Mouth like a lion.
Very good. And dragon gave the power, it seems, sir. Now, if you observe here, we see four beasts mentioned here. Leopard, bear, lion, and dragon. Correct, no?
Yeah.
Now, where else did you see the four beasts? Where else did we see?
In China, dragon.
In China, wa? In Bible, you tell me, brother, I'm asking about Bible. Where did you see the four beasts?
Beast.
Four beasts. Leopard.
We see on Revelation, no, about the bear.
Before that one?
Before that one?
Listen to the question properly.
Yeah.
Where did we study
I
about?
It is it represents about the God on Isaiah.
Where did we study about leopard, bear, lion, and dragon? Think. Now, did you listen to the question properly? Four beast, lion, leopard, bear, dragon. Where did we read? Just now we
Last
read,
week,
na. Ah, last week.
yeah,
Where? Which chapter?
once revolution in
In Old Testament, which chapter did we read?
Daniel
Ah, Daniel, which chapter?
chapter 7.
Very good. See, Daniel 7 chapter we saw, no, brother. Did we study this subject? Correct, no? Ah, so you should think. Correct, no, brother?
Yes, brother.
See, for Bible is a dictionary. See, lion was mentioned here. Correct, ah?
Yes, brother.
Bear is mentioned here.
Yeah.
Cheetah, leopard is mentioned here.
Yeah.
Dragon means a ferocious beast. Upon head, it had crown. Horns, it is mentioned here. It is mentioned here. That
Yeah.
means, but here, the speciality in Revelation 13 chapter is that it is not individually separate beast. A single beast having all
Yeah.
these four attributes. You know, what is this one? This is the papacy system. The papacy system had all the four qualities of these four empires. Okay? It had the quality of Babylon. It had the quality of Medo-Persia. It had the quality of Greece. It had the quality of Rome also. We'll see how. First of all, you see, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome. Correct? First, his body was like a what? Revelation 13:2. His body was like what, brother? Mosam, brother? You there? Brother Mosam? Mosam, brother? Hello? Mosam, brother? Oh, I think he got disconnected.
I'll call him brother again.
I think he will come back. Okay. You call him, brother. We have studied about this leopard also in Daniel 7 chapter. Correct, brother?
Yes, brother.
Now read Revelation 13 2. How was the beast? Read again.
And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard.
Okay,
And his
wait.
feet too.
Wait. We'll go one by one. It was like a leopard. Leopard means which kingdom in Daniel 7 chapter? Which kingdom?
Kingdom of iron? No, iron.
See
I
in the photo and
think
answer, no?
grace and
Ah,
knowledge.
Greece. You see? Correct, no? The third beast was like a leopard with four heads and the wings of an eagle.
Yeah.
So that represents the Greece. Now, who was the first emperor of Greece? Tell me.
Caesar, no,
He
Caesar.
was a very great person.
I think my I don't I just
I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
His name starts from alphabet A.
Alphabet A, right?
He conquered the whole world in a very short span of life.
Athens?
Huh?
King Athens?
Yetana. Huh? What's his name? I'll give you one more clue. His name is Alex.
Alexander?
Alexander.
He was from the Greek.
He was from Greek. He was the Grecian
Ah,
first emperor of Greece.
yes.
You soon forgot the notes which I sent you.
I'm sorry, sir.
Okay, no problem. See, I
I
can.
know about the Alexander, right? But I was not aware that he's from the Greek. I don't
Okay, we
go
took it
through
in
his
Daniel
work.
7 chapter. Okay.
Okay.
See, I can just take the class like that only, but these particular things I want you to keep it in your mind forever and ever. Okay, that's the reason I'm
Okay,
asking
brother, yeah.
questions. So,
Thank you so much.
Alexander Great. So, Greece and the Grecians are very famous for knowledge. The Aristotle, great philosopher. You see, the Galileo, all these were from the Grecian Empire. And the Bible also says in Corinthians, the Greeks seek for knowledge. So, actually, the Grecians are very intelligent people. So, that means here the papacy, the Antichrist is shown to be like a leopard, means what? Its body is full of knowledge, means they're very, very intelligent, they're very smart, they're very wise. Therefore, if you see that horn, the little horn on the head, it had eyes of a man. Eyes means what? Understanding. Eyes of a man means worldly understanding, worldly wisdom. You see, worldly knowledge. You see, that's what clearly it says. Therefore, the papacy are so intelligent that they have committed a lot of mistakes. But even today, nobody can readily catch them. That is the character. So wise, worldly wise. Okay. Now, in Revelation, it says the second, his feet was like a bear. Correct, brother? Read, continue.
Yeah. As the feet of a bear, then
Feet
his
of a
feet
bear.
were as the feet of a bear.
Very good, brother. Bear means which empire, if you see in the Daniel 7 chapter, there is a second animal. So that is the Medo-Persian Empire. Now, why do you compare to a bear? Because bear, if it decides to catch something, it won't keep quiet at all. So even if you climb a tree, even if you climb a mountain, even if you dive inside the water, it will come anywhere. So there's no way to escape from a bear at all. The only possible way to escape is that you should lie dead. So this is what the character of the Medo-Persian Empire. Sundered to them. Once if they decide to conquer any kingdom, they won't leave at all, brother. This is the character of whom? Papacy system. Papacy system, if they decide that it has to be done, that they will do it. There is no way that you can escape from papacy system. Therefore, so many people were slaughtered and persecuted and killed. Okay, therefore, the hands, the clutches, the system is like that, that nobody can escape from it. Therefore, if you see, nobody Roman Catholic come for the Bible study. Have you ever seen Roman Catholic sitting and reading the Bible? No, they won't test them. They're very religious, holy, pious, everything. But they don't test the Bible, they don't read the Bible at all. Tell them to offer a prayer, they don't know. You see why? Because they are in the grip of that papacy. The third, the mouth, how is the mouth?
Lion.
Lion. Why lion? Because lion is the king of the jungle. You know, the lion's roaring is heard for a far of 2 kilometers, it seems. It's so powerful that when the lion roars, the prey will automatically come and fall in its front, it seems. So it easily the lion can catch the prey. That is his trick. So the roaring of the lion, that means what? The proclamation of papacy, they boasted so much. Against God, they thought that they are very God himself. That is the boast. That is the reason the mouth is compared to a lion, not hand or feet or leg, anything. It means what? The proclamation of papacy. The false doctrines. Imagine, today, many are believing these false doctrines only. The soul doesn't die. Then the Lord's Supper, Easter egg, Good Friday. Where is it there? Even today, you see, the proclamation, the sound is still alive. Many of the Christians believe that one, you know. This is what. And the fourth is the beast. The dragon gave the power. Dragon means what? Roman Empire. Therefore, Roman government only gave the power to the papal system. Therefore, it became Roman Catholic. Now, read verse 3, brother. What happened? Revelation 13, 3, brother.
And I saw one of its heads as it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wonders after the beast.
You see, it had so many heads now. Suddenly, one head was wounded, it seems, so deadly that it was supposed to die. The entire beast was supposed to die. But what happened? He did not die, it seems. It got revived. It got healed. You see? Now, how did it get hurt? Read verse 14, brother. Read verse 14.
And deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast.
Revelation 13, 14. Ah, correct. I think read. Come later.
Sing to them that dwell on the earth, and they should make an image to the beast which had the wounds by a sword and die life.
And
Did live.
Vasambhadara, you should read clearly. So it says what? It says his head was wounded by a sword. Correct? Huh?
Yeah.
So sword means what? God's words. So when did this head got wounded? If you see, it was during the Martin Luther. When Martin Luther revolted against the papal system and claimed, and he completely, you see, destroyed all the doctrines of papacy. You see, even in 1 week, the entire France, entire Germany was converted to, you see, the Protestants. The entire churches in Germany in just 1 week were totally destroyed. Why? Because of the claims of Martin Luther. That wound upon the head of the papacy was so great that papacy was supposed to die then only. But unfortunately, it did not die. It got healed. Why? Because, you see, once the Protestants also began to believe in the same teachings, wrong teachings of the Antichrist, the papacy, automatically what happened? The wound got healed. You see, therefore, there is no great difference between the Roman Catholic and the Protestants. The only one difference is idol worship. They do idol worship. Here, they don't do idol worship. That's the only difference. Based of all the things, everything is false doctrine only. Therefore, it had got, you see, what happened to it? Simsa? The head got healed immediately, you see, and it became back to life. Okay. Now, let us skip to the main point here, because so many things are there, which I don't think you will be able to grasp it properly. So, we will see verse 13, brother. Read verse 13, brother.
13, right, brother?
Correct. 13, 13.
And he does great wonders so that he make fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men.
You see? He make so many wonders, Simsa. Such way that even the fire will come down from heaven, Simsa. That means what? This is speaking of the great miracles. Therefore, we have studied about the miracles, tongues and all the subject and all. See, there was a time that when all these things were done by God. But now, what miracles and all these things are happening, this is not by God. Because this is the time of the papacy where he's falling. And hence, this is the time that he will counterfeit all, you see, sorts of miracles and all. Try to deceive as many Christians as possible. That's what the Bible says. And he shall do the great, Antichrist shall do great wonders. In sight of all men. Then continue, Buddha. Verse 14.
And deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles.
How will he deceive? He'll deceive everybody because of the miracles. Now today, Protestants, they believe in Jesus. Why? Because of miracles. Because of blessings. Correct, no? Or else will they believe? No. So what is the difference between the Roman Catholic and the Protestants? No difference. They're doing idol worship. Here, without doing idol worship, they're believing only because of miracles. Not that we should not believe. You see, we should believe. But what is the reason that you're believing on Christ? Not because of miracles. That's what these miracles are done by, you see, whom? The great Antichrist system. Now, Buddha, continue, Buddha.
Of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live.
What did they do? That we should make an image of the beast. Why? So that, you see, everybody may worship it. What was the beast? The which had the wound by his sword and did live. Then continue with the verse 15.
And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and the cause that as many as one not receive the image of the beast should be killed.
You see, he should also speak like what? Like the beast only, it seems. That means this is speaking about the future alliance where, you see, the Protestants and the Catholics will join together and they will form a beast so that who doesn't worship those system, they shall be persecuted. Now, verse 16, brother.
And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead.
You see? So what will he do, Simsa? He will cause all the small, the great, the rich and the poor to receive a mark in their right hand and in their forehead. So where will they put the mark? In their head, in their hand, it seems. Right hand on the forehead. Continue with the verse next.
And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name.
So that if anybody doesn't have this, you see, number on the seal, on their head, on their hand, they are not permitted to buy or sell. So only those who have this mark will be allowed to buy and sell. And what is this mark? This is the name of the beast or the number of his name. See, the clue is given there only. What is this mark? This is not a literal mark, but this is the name of the beast. What? This is the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now, what is that one? Read verse 18, brother.
Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, or it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
You see? Now, here the answer is given in this verse itself. It says, here is the wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 600, 3 score and 6. That means 666. 666, 666. So, is it a literal number? No.
I'm so confusing on this number.
Everybody thinks.
I have read about, I had watched one video also. The mathematical video, how the number of the beast is 666. No, but I don't got clearly.
See, everybody thinks it's literal 666. No, no, no. What does it say? It says, let him that has understanding count the number of the beast. What they should do? Count the number of
count the number.
That means there is a number that has to be calculated. And what is this number?
Yeah.
Read verse 17, brother. What is this number?
And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the mark of the beast, or the number of his name.
What about the number of his name?
Name.
That means his name is having a number. Correct, no?
Yeah.
That means there is a number in his name. That is 666. Now, okay. Now, what is his name? What is the name of the beast? Papacy. Now, what is, now in papacy, how can we calculate 666? If you see, the great Antichrist system has various names. That is called as titles. In all the titles, there is one title which is very, very important for the Pope. Now, what is the title? That is called as Vicarius Filii Dei. What is called as Vicarius Filii Dei? This is a Latin word. What is the meaning of this word? It means instead of Christ. You see, Vicarius Filii Dei. Vicarius, vicar. Vicar means what? Instead. Like we have vice sergeant, vice president, correct now? Vice prime minister. What do you mean by vice prime minister? Vice president means if the president expires, immediately that position will go to whom?
President, a prime minister.
Vice president. If the president expires, the position will come to whom?
Vice president, vice prime minister, then he will leave, no?
Correct. So, vice president means instead of president. So, similarly, vicarious freedom means what? The meaning is instead of God's son. That means Jesus, God's son, is not there on the earth. So, instead of him, we are there. Second Thessalonians, second chapter. Verse 5, 6, 7. What did he say? He will sit as God. He will claim all worship of God. And sit as God in the God's temple. This is what the papacy did. He claimed to be God's son on this earth and claim all the title of Jesus to himself, and that everybody should worship him. And this is the very important title, brother. See, at the entrance of the Vatican City also, this title is put. Vicarius Fulidi. Even in the crown of the Pope, this title is put. That's why it says, this is the name of the beast. Where do you put the name? You put the label on the head or in the tail?
Head in the hand.
Head only. You see, if you have any vehicle, the head only, that will be the board. If you go inside out, the board will be on the head. If you go inside the city, the arch. And then head, name. So similarly, the papacy's name, this is his name, Vicarius Fulidi. So, okay. In this one, how can we calculate 666? If you see, we know Roman numericals. For each and every Roman numericals, there is a meaning. Correct, no? For English alphabets, there is a Roman numerical. Correct, no, brother? It is there. Correct, no? For each and every. See, we studied this one in the school. Now, let us see. Vicarius Fulidi. See, this is the spelling. Vicarius Fulidi. Okay. Now, in Roman numericals, V means what?
Five.
Very good. I means?
One.
Very good. C means?
100, yeah.
Very good. See, A, it doesn't have any number, so it's zero. Okay.
R also, I don't know about it.
R also, zero. There's no, nothing is there. It's zero. Okay. Again, I. I means what? One. U means what?
U, I don't know about it.
U, V and all, five. Okay. So, S means zero. So, vicarious means total how much will come? 112.
Yeah.
You got it?
112, yeah.
5 plus 1, 6. 6 plus 100, 106.
Yeah.
107, 107 plus 5, 112. Okay?
Yeah.
Philly. Philly means what? F means 0. I means 1. L means?
50, yeah.
I means again 1. I means again 1. So, 53.
Yeah.
Now, D. D means what? 500.
500, yeah.
E means 0. I means 1. So, how much it becomes? 501.
Yeah.
So, 112 plus 53, how much?
165.
Very good. 165 plus 501?
666, yeah.
Correct. This is the number. So, therefore, Revelation says, this is not a little thing. He that has understanding, let him calculate in the name of the beast. Therefore, this actually represents the title of the papacy. So, what does it say? If any man has that seal, only they will be allowed to sell and buy. Means what? This is not literal going in purchasing any grocery or vegetables from the market. This is spiritual buying and taking. So, what does that one mean? One who has this 666 seal, only they will be allowed to purchase, only they will be allowed to sell. That means what? Only they will be allowed to sell God's words, speak God's words. Only they will be allowed to purchase God's words. Therefore, you see, Having the seal on their head means what? Head means more, not little head. Head means what? We tell now, you don't have head at all. Some people tell now, brother, school teacher, while scolding, she will tell now, you don't have head at all. What do you have in your head? Teacher will tell now. Correct now, brother?
Yeah, brother.
So head means what? Understanding. Where is the understanding?
Yeah.
That means one who has this understanding or who accepts the false doctrines of Antichrist system like hell, soul, trinity, the Lord's Supper, the baptism, all these false doctrines. You see, if they still believe it, that means we are accepting the false doctrines of that system. Then we ourselves are having this seal on our head. Not that Satan will come and literally punch our seal. Nobody will take this seal literally. This is the deception of the devil. Satan is trying to deceive all Christians by making them believe that this is a literal seal. No, this is not a literal seal. Those who have this seal, those who believe these false doctrines only, they are only given the chances in big, big churches. Have you seen or have you heard this truth anywhere, brother, in your life?
Actually, this truth I haven't heard before.
You can't hear it also because we don't have license to buy and sell because we don't have the seal on our head and our hand. That is the reason. Got it, brother? You go to any Bible society, you'll get everything. You'll get all the false teachings, but you won't get these teachings. Why? Because only those who have will be allowed, given permission in the spiritual market to trade. See, we, the real, you see, the truth speaking Christians who speak out from the Bible are never given. Why? Because this is totally banished. You don't get it anywhere, brother. This is God only with the interest and with the Holy Spirit. Only those who have the eyes and ears of understanding, only those can understand this truth. Not everybody. You have seen, see how many people are coming, brother? You have seen how many people are coming, but now how many are there? That is the truth. Because Unglu has this one. Now, if you have this seal, we are not allowed to speak God's words at all. Because you see, hand means what? Again, hand means what? Supporting the system. After knowing the truth, if we keep on still supporting the system, evil system. Evil system, what means? Then what will happen? If we lend down support. Hand means what? We will tell now, brother, please give me a hand. Give me a hand means what? Help. Supporting the system. After knowing the truth, supporting the system in any way is against God's will. We're not supposed to do it. What does the Bible say? Only those who have this one are allowed to do transaction. But those who don't have this one, they don't have any spiritual, you see, activity, you know, they might have blocked this truth from the world. But you know, in God's sight, this is the seal that is to be avoided. We should not have this seal. Then which seal we should have? Read Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, brother. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. One who has the 666 seal, they are not allowed to reign with Christ. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4.
Okay, brother. 20 verse 4 is written here. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the soul of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
They did not worship the beast, underline brother. Worship the beast, may not accept them, acknowledge them, neither his image, neither did they receive the mark upon their forehead, means what? Did not even accept or understand the doctrine, did not give their mind for the doctrines, or did not have the seal on their hands, means what? Neither supported the civil system in any way. If they have been supported, they are not going to reign with Christ. If we want to reign with Christ, then we should not have this seal. Would you like to reign with Christ or not, brother?
Yeah, of course.
Then we should not
I have
have
a full
yes.
desire.
Very good. Then we should not have this zeal. We should never acknowledge these false doctrines of the system. We should never lend our support to any of these false systems. These are all against God. You know, which is the zeal we should have? Read Revelation 14:1.
14:1. Okay, brother. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him and 144 and 400 having his father's name written in their forehead.
What's name, brother? Which name is written on the forehead? Which is the seal?
144.
That is the seal. Read the verse properly.
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him and 140 and 400, the 4,000, one and 140 and 4,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads.
On their head, what was written?
Father's name.
Very good, brother. That means 144,000. Did you remember 144,000? You know the subject?
Yeah, I know.
If we want to be of that 144,000, Father's name should be written means what? Father's name is what? Father's character. God's character should be there in our mind, not these worldly false doctrines and all. What is, brother?
Yeah, brother.
So this is the number about Antichrist. It is not a literal number. Okay. This is accepting the false doctrine of the system. Okay.
Yeah, brother.
Okay. We'll stop it here. Any questions, any doubts here?